Don't we need her this week? If ever we needed her, we need her expertise. Her name is Julianne Sprague. She is the Australian Financial Review Rich List editor, and she's right over the top of corporates going on. Now, it's been an intriguing week, I'd have to say that. Jules, good afternoon.
Very, very intriguing. I'm just to let you know, I'm just going to do a timestamp because if I am the consultant, you know, we bill in 6 minute allotments.
Andrew, get the time clock on and we'll judge you on the quality. So I've got to say, if I was Woodside, based on what the Dockers have had to put up with today, those that supposedly support the club saying get rid of your major sponsor who have been there since the outset, just gone. Swimmers, netballers, anyone else, all gone. If I was a corporate and I was a director of any of those companies, I would be saying, why do we contribute to any community issue if they're going to bring this up all the time? Let's just keep the money and distribute it to those that believe in us, which are the shareholders.
Well, you might think that.
Well, that's what I do think at the moment. If I was on a board, I'd be going, stuff you.
Sure. Now, if I'm on the board of Woodside at the moment, I'm thinking, well, we've been a sponsor for a very, very long time. This sponsorship deal did not just get inked this week. They're not in negotiations this week. It's been a very, very long-standing
relationship,
a partnership that has helped that club through some very, very difficult times.
Correct.
So I look at this situation now and go, okay, now it's suddenly a problem. It wasn't a problem last week, last year, a couple of years ago. It's just now become popular to sort of speak up and say, actually, now let's have a look at my sponsorship because the netballers have thrown Hancock Prospecting into the mix. Where my question to some of these people is like, where does it end? So do you watch football? Presumably some of these people watch football on, watch the Dockers on free-to-air television.
Yes.
I don't know if you've watched free-to-air television of late, but there's a lot of online gambling ads that go on that. Like it just makes gambling normal. Is that okay? Do you feel okay about that? Well, so if you don't feel okay about that, maybe you need to turn the TV off.
Well, we talked about this earlier in the week, but let's just quickly
I'm on my soapbox here.
I want to know, you know Gina Reinhart better than I'll ever know, right? Mm. Because you are the Rich List editor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from what I can gather and people that I know that she helps on the quiet, as in she doesn't want publicity.
She never. I never get a press release from Gina.
She doesn't
Reinhart's
want accolades. Either. And no, she'd be hating this, absolutely detesting it.
She would be. And one of the things I have actually admired about Gina Reinhart and what she does in a sponsorship space is she actually genuinely really cares about where the money goes and how it is spent. So there are a lot of people in philanthropy that are after ego stroking, that are after some limelight to make themselves look good, to feel good, and they cut a check because they've got a lot of money and it just goes to a foundation or it goes to places that sound nice. Mrs. Reinhart says, if I'm going to cut you a check, I want to know that this money is going to go and help the players. I'm not here to cut you $10 million, $20 million, so you can go and hire another 20 sports administrators who will sit in middle management and chew up stuff, right? She's very, very committed to making sure she's helping actual athletes achieve in their sport. And one of the things she has done a lot in the last few years is focus particularly on female athletes, because as we know, the female athlete gets far less funding, far less support than their male counterparts. And so she's really sort of stepped in there. So anyway, that's my spiel and my background on Gina Reinhart and the sponsorship. What is happening now? Corporates, every time they go and do a sponsorship deal, they will put it through a risk assessment. They do not want this sort of publicity. That's not why you spend millions of dollars. Like these aren't small checks they're cutting,
checks. Why do they spend money? Because they feel an obligation to be part of the community, or that they've got to be part of the community?
Well, no, they are in the community. It's particularly a company like Woodside or these big companies, they are hiring thousands of people. They have a massive employee base. So part of this too is recognising you want your employees to work for you, you want to be an employer of choice, so you need to be funding community assets, community programs that your employees are working with. The second part is it is a really big thing, this social licence. And what is happening is we're in a transition phase where the fossil fuel companies in particular are losing that social licence because we as a community are saying we don't want to, we want to address climate change. Now, I would say that doesn't mean that Woodside, you close Woodside's business overnight.
Woodside are not illegal. What Woodside do, they have a license to do and they're not illegal. I don't understand how you could possibly just point the finger at them and say, you're evil.
Well, they are producing fossil fuels. Let's not sugarcoat it. It is an oil and gas company, but we haven't got an energy solution yet that allows for us for tomorrow. If you turned off all of the gas that company produces, we are all a little bit stuffed.
I agree. And we will be come summer when we don't have any power and we can't run our air conditioners.
So it doesn't, but this, But it doesn't mean that Woodside isn't changing. It doesn't mean that they're not employing a lot of people who are looking at this climate change list, and they're going to, they know, they can see the cliff coming. You don't, you're not going to go and spend all your billions of dollars.
Are they serious though? Or are they just going through the motions because that gets people off their back? That's what they, that's what they would argue. They're not really serious.
It's financial markets. Like, forget, okay, so if you just take out the, you know, the general punter on the street, if these companies are going to go and underwrite these massive projects, if you wanted to do a new project and it's going to be built in, I don't know, 2060 or 2070, you're going to have investors, you're going to have people, you have to sign on contracts to sell your gas, all that sort of thing. They know the transition is coming. They are developing projects right here, right now, and it is new, but they've got customers signed up to do that because the world still hasn't worked out renewables yet. It is. It's moving at a pace and it is coming. But I just, I'm just not sure what's what's happening, that I guess the fans and then the players and the tail that wags the dog says, actually, no, that doesn't sit with my social conscience, so I don't want that money today.
Well, don't play the sport, because that's who sponsors your sport. Leave the sport. Go and do something else. Go and play a different sport where they don't get sponsorship from that money. Why should they dictate the terms? I mean, the bottom line is, as I said yesterday, it annoys me, whether Pat Cummings said what he said or not, the bottom line is that by them refusing money from any organisation that might be involved with that, and as you say, working towards a cleaner solution, restricts that money flowing down into a junior who might want to develop into the next person who's going to be a superstar. And that's what annoys me, because they're there, they've already had their opportunity. But anyway, that's 6 minutes, so we can't afford any more.
I know, but can I just, so the major sponsor,
is this free?
The major sponsor of the, no, I'm starting, so you see what I've done? I'm a smart consultant. I keep rolling it through, and before you know it, I've billed you another 6 minutes.
I feel like I've run one of those 1-900 numbers, you know, where they just keep talking.
I don't know. I feel like, where does it, where are you going to draw the line? So if we're going to have Woodside today, is it Toyota can't sponsor the AFL because they produce cars that use, you know, petrol? Is it, obviously we've mentioned the gambling ads, which, you know, actually I personally think they probably shouldn't be on air, but I'm just not sure where you.
Well, if you haven't answered my question, and I'll get to it after the
board.
Break. I'm on the board, right? I'm a renegade board member. I'm going to the board and saying, let's remove our sponsorship from any community organisation until this dies down, and let's just go about doing what we normally do, making massive profits and distributing it to our shareholders. Why should I have to put myself or the company through that grief? You might agree or disagree. 133-882, Julianne Sprague with me. It's 12:15.
Why haven't you heard of a grand utility vehicle until now? Introducing the 8-seat Kia Carnival. With a bold and modern SUV-inspired design, class-leading tech, and advanced safety features. Don't compromise on space.